Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Today, I want to take a little trip with you down memory lane. I titled this episode, Worn Out Shoes. I want you to think for a minute with me about a pair of favorite old shoes that you had. Maybe they were indoor shoes and maybe they were outdoor shoes, but they were always comfortable and you always look forward to wearing them. Now, you may or may not have the custom of indoor and outdoor shoes. When I was living in the U.S., I certainly didn't have that. We wore shoes inside and outside, and we didn't worry about it, you know, coming in the house. In Canada here, it's a completely different custom. I think here, at least because of the snow, whenever you go in someone's house, you take your shoes off. That was hard. It wasn't hard, but it was weird for me to get used to. And so then I had the idea of indoor and outdoor shoes. And the worn out shoes I want to talk about for just a minute today and relate it to your ultimate life were a pair of Pumas that were really interesting and very comfortable. And they were a pair of indoor shoes that I had. But before I tell you about those shoes, let's talk about what that has to do with creating your ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create serving others with your divine gifts. So as you think about what your worn-out shoes are, or those comfortable shoes you have, I want you to think a little bit about the memories that they brought for you. And that'll be the part one that we talk about. And then the part two is going to be, there's always a question about when those shoes are really worn out and when it's time to move on. And I want to talk in this part also about what else worn out shoes might symbolize. Are there worn out habits that we have? Are there worn out approaches and methods that we have and use that are comfortable like those old shoes, but they don't serve us anymore? Part three, then I want to talk about another meaning of worn-out shoes, and that is our lives. I had a religious leader that I respected a lot. He's passed away now, but he said, I want to wear out my life in the service of God. And he talked about it in the context of wearing out his whole body and soul and everything, doing the work that he felt called to do. And that made me think of worn out shoes that you wear out doing the good things that you feel called to do. So my worn out shoes were a pair of very bright green and yellow Pumas, and I could slip them on and they felt very comfortable. There was a time when I had a habit of wearing those earth shoes or ones you wear without socks that are really thin-soled and you can really feel the ground under your feet. Now, these weren't quite like that. They had a little support structure under them, but they were really comfortable and I loved wearing them, and I wore them indoors all the time. Number one, they were easy to put on and quick, and so it wasn't a problem switching shoes when I went inside and outside, and they were really comfortable. And Joy and I lived in houses with stairs, two sets, one going upstairs, one going downstairs, and they also felt light and springy, and they let me bound up and down stairs quickly. Now, I'm asking this or saying about all this, not because you care very much about my shoes, because you don't, but I want you to think of it in terms of your habits and shoes. Like, what shoes do you love that you put on quickly and comfortably, and they're easy to put on, and they feel good on your feet, and they're just something you're naturally drawn to, and they feel good. Now, I had a pair like that that were gardening shoes, too. And I don't mean gardening, mowing the lawn or, you know, anything outside, but not if I was going to go somewhere, because they were kind of grungy and they were pretty worn out, too. Now, that means I had a pair of indoor shoes, I had a pair of grungy gardening shoes, and then I had shoes that I went out in public with. Now, the reason I'm saying all this about shoes, you might think, oh, this is stupid. Don't want to hear this. We have behaviors and habits that either help or hinder the creation of the ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And we put them on as easily as we do those pairs of shoes. So you might have a particular way that you act at home. So the minute you get in the house, you might put on your house behavior. You bark at the dog instead of the dog barking at you, or you bark at someone in the house, or you behave in a particular way because that's your comfortable old home shoes, and that's the comfortable way you behave. And you might have a different pair of shoes or a different behavior you put on out in the yard where your neighbors are watching and you're a little bit more conscious of people paying attention to you. And then you might have a little more flashy set of shoes you put on to go out in public where you behave and you want to look a certain way out in public. And I'm using shoes here as a metaphor for behaviors. And so I want you to explore whether or not you do that, because there really is only one you. You're only one way, and the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And I used to argue with that and not believe it, but it's true, and it's true, and it's true. And you might hide things, just like you might hide behind a different pair of shoes to look different and therefore hope that people see you differently. But the truth is the truth about who you are. So I want you to think about those comfortable shoes, and if you slip into behaviors in the house, out of the house, in public, at work, that are just habitual behaviors that are just as comfortable as that old pair of shoes. After you've thought about that, I want you to decide if you like them. Do you like the way you behave in those comfortable house shoes? Do you like the way you behave in public? Is there enough difference that those in public, if they saw the way you behaved at home, would say, wow, this is a different person? Or worse yet, I remember a time when my wife said to me, gee, I wish you'd speak to me exactly like you speak to one of your clients. And boy, that cut to the quick. I thought, what is going on that I speak in a tone, manner, cadence, different words or something to a client that's different and therefore more attractive somehow to my wife, who I love more than anything in the world, way more precious to me than any client? And I thought, wow, what a question. And she wouldn't ask it to hurt. She would ask it because she felt hurt. I thought, oh, my word, I need to get to the bottom of that and understand that quickly. And so I took that to heart and explored it. Now, part two is about when shoes wear out. You may have, like I did, adopted certain behaviors in public or at home or in different situations. I certainly did when I was doing the kind of consulting and executive work I had, of high pressure, heavy decision making, literally billions and billions of dollars at stake. And so I adopted a sort of rough and decisive and almost brusque personality that was, you know, whatever it was, it doesn't really matter. But it was an act because I felt like I needed to be a certain way. That's like putting on a pair of shoes or a suit or some other thing to be representative of what you're trying to be, instead of truly exploring your energy and who you are and what you believe and behaving consistently with that. So the question I want you to think about here is each of the different personas that you have. Do you have different personas? Do you really want to have different personas? Do you want, and I'm not dictating what the answer ought to be. I know where I've come to in my life as I live the ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. But do you want people at work, for example, to not recognize you if they saw you behaving at home? Do you want people at home not recognizing you if they saw you behave at work? And by not recognizing, I mean, wow, that doesn't look like the same person, you know, that kind of thing. One of the biggest, I took it as a compliment. One of the biggest compliments I got was I met a fellow at an event one day that I had never met before in person, and I had only seen them online. And we talked for a little bit, and then he put his hand in front of his eyes, kind of like a kid does when they say, you can't see me. And then he moved them away, and he looked at me, and then he put them back in front of his eyes and moved them away. And he said, wow, same dude. And I took that as a huge compliment, because what that meant and what he did mean was that now he's met me in person, in real life, and the person that he met in real life was exactly the same person that he had expected and had come to know because of the presence I had put forward in the social media and video and places that I had become acquainted with this person. And that felt good, because authenticity, truth, reality, being open is one of the things I value the highest, and something that I found really contributes to living the ultimate life. If I have to remember, or if you have to remember, to switch your shoes when you go one place or another, that's tough. If you have to remember to behave differently, well, I behave this way at work, and I behave this way at home, and I adopt these different personalities, and I don't want them to cross or interfere. Boy, that's, number one, a really hard way to live. And number two, it really brings into question your truth or your authenticity. Like, who is the real you? What do I depend on as the person if I were to describe you? You are how, or I am how. I found in creating The Ultimate Life, which I now gratefully, so gratefully enjoy, that being one true person all the way through, exactly the same from the minute I wake up and open my eyes in the morning till the minute I go to sleep, no matter who I'm talking to, no matter what interaction, I don't care if anyone from this life or this part of my life sees me in that part of my life. They wouldn't be surprised. They wouldn't, and I wouldn't be embarrassed, because they see a different, quote, side of me. There are no sides. You are a whole individual. Now, I don't mean that you would tell everyone every detail of your private life. That's not what I'm talking about. Or you'd bore everyone at home with all the details of work that you do. I'm not talking about that sort of thing, and you know I'm not. If you're trying to say that, then you're trying to hide behind a distinction with no difference. What I mean is the type of person you are, the kind of energy and behavior and language and attitude that you hold toward all those with whom you communicate and with whom you interact. So that's a challenge for you. Your challenge from this podcast is to inspect carefully the energy, the truth, the way you interact with people at home, at work, at play, in all the different places you are, and see if you're authentic. I challenge you to find out and be truthful with yourself, because here's what I've discovered anyway. When I was different, when I tried to carry on those differences, that phoniness prevented me from living the ultimate life. And only when I was willing to be one person and be and grow into the person I wanted to be all the time that I got closer and closer to living that life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, which I enjoy today. Now, the last part of the podcast today is on that saying from the religious leader about wearing out his life in the service of God. And I am not trying to tell you what kind of spiritual standing to hold, but I have discovered in my journey now that there is a spiritual plane, and that we all know it. And if we tell the truth, we've all felt attracted to it and wanted to know more about it. Sometimes we've felt angry at it and shouted at the sky and blamed God for this or that. We've all done that. And we've all wondered why certain things happen that seem right or fair. But what I have finally discovered is, by putting forth the effort that I needed to and that I constantly need to, it's not one and done, by putting forward the effort that I need to both create and to constantly nurture my spiritual relationship with God or with the spirit plane or with whatever you want to call it, that it's richly rewarding. I've also then further learned that as I choose to serve and love and help in that same attitude and vein, that my life experience is greatly enhanced and I am way closer and partake more fully of that thing I call the ultimate life. So the idea of wearing out my shoes or wearing out my life in service to my fellow beings, you, everybody around me, and consequently in service of my God, is very attractive. It's very rewarding, and it's very beautiful. There's a scripture somewhere, I think it's in the New Testament, where Jesus told a story about serving fellow men and saying when you're, you know, serving anybody else, you're serving him, and it's repeated in other scriptures also. If you really think about what that means, is this: God views each one of us as exactly the same. And so if I serve you or you serve me, it's the same as if we're serving God. And so to wear out my life in the service of God, what that really means is to wear out my life in serving you. And I love to do that. And that might sound weird, or it might sound bold, or it might sound stupid, but I can tell you that has brought the greatest joy in my life. When I wake up every morning and I literally lay in bed before I get up and I think through all the interactions I plan to have today, all the people that are on my call time, or all the clients I'm going to serve, or all the places I'm going to go, and I ask myself, how can I serve in that place? How can I be a light? How can I bring something good? How can I wear out my shoes just a little bit more today in the service of one of my fellow beings? How can I do that? And by answering that question and spending a little time thinking about it and being willing to wear out my shoes, wear out my life, spend my energy in the service of others with as much love as I can possibly bring to every situation, I get closer and closer and live more and more that ultimate life. And I can promise you the same. That is a key. So I would invite you, as your challenge, to figure out how you can wear out your shoes as you pursue your ultimate life. Open your heart,
and this time around, thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet.